Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:17-19. In Christ we become new creatures. We are reborn into Christ when we are baptized into him. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3:27. We are raised from the water of baptism to walk in newness of life, Romans 6:4. Sin alienated us from the life of God, but we are reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Colossians 1:21-22. Our reconciliation to God means that God has expressed his grace toward us through the death of Jesus Christ. In this divine act of love and mercy, we are invited to accept the provision that God has made in Christ Jesus. Of course, we must be united with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ to enjoy the benefit of reconciliation. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans 6:4. Until we surrender to this act of obedience, we remain as the enemy of God. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. Romans 6:10. Until we break our relationship with Satan by dying to sin, we remain the enemy of God. Reconciliation is by the grace of God and must be received by the one who chooses to be reconciled. But now in Christ Jesus ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Ephesians 2:13. The Ephesians had accepted the terms of reconciliation by hearing of Christ and believing in him. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 19:4-5. The ministry of reconciliation which had been given to Paul was the gospel which must be heard, believed, and obeyed. Many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. Acts 18:8. Hence, the enemy of God becomes the friend of God. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.